inaugurating a new president. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. The U.S. doesn't issue stamps for its new presidents. What the Postal Service does offer, however, are special cancellations. This year, there will be pictorial postmarks in Washington, of course, and Austin and Crawford, Texas, where Mr. Bush's ranch is. Many collectors use special decorated envelopes with these cancels to make what's called inaugural covers. You also can buy such envelopes with or without the cancels from a number of mail-order dealers, and the Postal Service will have a serviced one, too, although it's more expensive. There's no charge for the cancellations other than making sure you have 34 cents in stamps on each envelope. In fact, you can pick stamps that relate to the new president, perhaps John Adams and John Quincy Adams, or last year's White House stamp. Older U.S. stamps are always valid for postage. Just make sure the total meets the current rate. You'll find the addresses for these cancels at thevirtualstampclub.com. And that's Stamp Collecting This Week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.